This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Relaxation of your mind. Time to get it in gear with those of us who are here helping you through the day, conversationally and otherwise. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's going to lead off with a home run. I know it. She's up to bat right now. Ready? Here comes the pitch. Boom! There it goes, Jennifer.
Oh, wow. Look at that go. Well, over the weekend, the Pope was in Panama, and he warned a bunch of young kids in Panama that social media causes a spiral of hatred. Now, flash forward a few days, and the news that a new generation of addicts is upon us, not necessarily addicts to drugs or to cigarettes or to alcohol, but a generation of child web addicts. They're saying now, scientists are saying, and doctors, that young people are becoming so obsessed with the internet that they spend more time on YouTube than they do with their friends or with their parents. And parents are now trying to figure out how to keep control of their kids' online usage and still making them kind of productive members of society. It was revealed that across the country, there are now rehab facilities for kids specifically and adults who are addicted to web devices, to smartphones, to iPads, to the content that they're finding online and in gaming systems. And this is kind of interesting. 7 out of 10 kids take their phone to bed, and even kids under five spend hours a day online. A fifth of children ages 8 to 12 are on social media, despite the supposed ban on kids under 13 on social media platforms. And there are a number of parents now, a growing number, who have admitted that their child has lost control, or that they've lost control of their child's consumption habits over websites and devices. So this is a growing problem. It's one that I don't think we know the impact of. We talk about the impact of screens on our kids all the time and how really those long-term studies are not going to pay off because obviously kids have been exposed to TV for a long time, but we don't know the impact of having kids who are exposed to these devices. And more than that, I was talking about this yesterday, actually. This is not Jeff's kids, but we know a kid who is young, 8, 9 years old, I think 9. And she's become part of this online community, this, I guess they call it Sims or something like that, where you can develop your own personal lifestyle, right? You get to do your own shopping, you buy your own clothes, you become the profession you want to be, you can decorate your apartment the way you want to be, and then you kind of decide who you want to present to the world. And then you're allowed to talk to people. You're allowed to talk to people 2, 3, 4 times your own age. And this is happening more and more with these kids who are not only addicted, but are now also talking to potential predators online. And this is
good God.
It is so scary. And you know, the thing that makes a difference, so we say, well, where are the parents? The parents can be there in plain sight. But when I was a kid, when Victoria and Kara, when you were kids, and even if we wanted to play a video game, now I was never a video game person. I did watch TV. My parents let me watch TV. But when I had friends who played video games, they were played on the family television set, or they were played on a television set that was in the room. So parents could always see what you were doing, even if you were playing video games. Now with devices and with so much of education actually bringing curriculum to these devices, I think parents are snowed as to what their kids are actually doing online and for how many hours a day we're actually exposed to this. So this is becoming a really big problem, and it's now finally getting some attention with these rehab facilities for kids popping up across the country because kids are losing their mind when they're told they can't be on these devices. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. The pressure, social pressure, pressure from peers, that sort of thing. It's not anything, I think I could safely say among all of us, even though we have people in this room from the 20s to the 70s in terms of age, we've none of us had the sort of, is it pressure? Is that the right word? Influence? Whatever. I was thinking as I was watching the state of the city address here in my hometown of Framingham, how, and I just sent a note to a couple of my friends on the city council, how the reality has changed here since I was a kid. And that's not bad. There are many, many, many things that have changed for the better that needed to be changed. But then there are other things that are changing that are characteristic of just going along to get along instead of really fixing problems. There's a lot of rhetoric and BS that's thrown at it, and nothing gets fixed. And so it just one of the things, actually, she was talking about with a number of new voters that have registered in Framingham, and of course she took credit for it because we have a new government, and she loves to talk about herself. And that's okay if you're really getting done what you say you're getting done, although most of the things she talked about she did were done under the old form of the government. But dealing with people who are new to our area, newly registered voters. You know, we have this thing in Massachusetts, one of the states that doesn't require identification. And so there was a concern in the last election about the number of people who came. The estimate was 14-15%, and that's huge, that may or may not have been actually supposed to be voting. That's a huge number. She kind of skirted over. Well, anyway, I don't want to talk about that. As much as I do the circumstance, the state of Texas right now is questioning the citizenship status of a lot of registered voters down there. And I wonder how many other states either are or ought to be doing this. The Secretary of State down there said in a press conference that they flagged about 95,000 registered voters who at some point identified themselves as non-citizens to the Department of Public Safety. And of that group, the office says about 58,000 voted in one or more Texas elections. Office says it advised local election officials to check, see if the people are citizens and actually eligible to vote. But the news media pointing out possible that those flagged went on to become citizens after they identified themselves to the Department of Public Safety. So, but think about it. Without more information, you really don't know how many people actually were voting fraudulently, right? And so people who support not having ID, it's a sham. And it really is unfair to those of us who are legitimate citizens who have the right to vote versus people who just come here to take advantage. I mean, there are plenty of people that come here that are illegal that are contributing wonderfully to our society. Why they don't want to become citizens is a mystery to me. Because it's not that hard to do. It requires a certain amount of dedication, but it's not that hard.
Well, I've never understood that. In many, many cases, it is hard. That's why? Part of the problem.
What is it?
Because there's
so
much
about?
Red tape. And it's just because you apply for citizenship doesn't mean they automatically grant it to you.
But shouldn't... Well, why should they be an automatic? Some people shouldn't be here.
I agree. I think and this is something that Hillary Clinton campaigned on, and I agreed with her, and she said, you know, there should be a clearer path to citizenship, and there should be. A friend of mine who's a lawyer does pro bono work with immigration people. She's been down at the border doing all kinds of work, and it's just a mess. And she said people who... There were no red flags in their background. It's very, very hard and expensive to get to become a citizen. So unless we make it easier for people, then, you know, there's a lot of legal stuff that you need to pay a lawyer for. There's only so much legal aid out there, and the lines for that are just, I mean, the virtual
but
lines.
But isn't the benefit of coming here? I told you I was going to find, I'm going to find that information that I said I was going to find before and see if we can add that to the conversation.
I mean, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, the reality is different than what you and I are saying it should be. You know, it's easier
but that
for people
doesn't
to
make
come
being
here and
illegal
work and get working papers and
voting,
you know,
illegally,
make money.
Right? None of it.
Right.
That
no, I'm not saying. I don't think anyone. No. I'm not saying anyone who's illegal should vote. That's totally separate from
Jennifer,
what I'm saying. I'm only talking about
I'm just
citizenship.
Saying, well, we may say it's hard to come here. Okay, well, a lot of things in life are hard, but that's why they're worth doing. And so, I mean, obviously, it should be clear steps, and you should know how to do it and how to go on that path. But, you know, I hate the option that it's hard. You know what? My every day is hard. It is hard for me to get up and work 16 hours every day. But people do things for rewards. They do things because it's the right thing to do, because work isn't, doing something that's hard is actually rewarding. What is better than the ultimate reward of belonging to a country that you desperately wanted to come to?
But these are people who are doing it the right way. That's what I'm talking about. My friend who's representing these people, these are people who are working every day and doing it the right way and still running into roadblock after roadblock. I'm not talking about just random people who are, you know, sucking off the teat. These are working, contributing people.
The one thing that I've heard is that the line to get in is very long, and that is because the immigration courts are backed up by like 800,000 cases.
Yep.
So that, I think, is valid. But if that's indeed the case, this is even more reason for Democrats to work with the president, because part of what he wants to do with his $5.7 billion is to bring more judges into the immigration court system to help alleviate and expedite the load of cases. And I don't understand why, and this is not to go back to politics, but clearly it always ends up back here, because if the idea is out there to fix something, I don't know why people aren't jumping at the opportunity to do that instead of just playing chess with their political opponents. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yep. All right. A lot of food for thought here, though, and it's worthwhile. All of us need to think about what we need, what we want, et cetera, et cetera. 18 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Matt. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
John Mayer, who wins the Milton Berle Award, according to some of the ladies, anyway, temporary Milton Berle Award. There's an old skit that Johnny Carson did with Milton Berle, and it followed a party at his house in which there was comparison of men's.
So you're saying that he has a big you know who? You know what?
That's what
good
I heard.
Good job, Carol. Okay. I did not get that at all.
I was, yeah. I was very
I'm just doing my interpreting job.
Nice job, Kara. Good job.
Impressive, actually. That
very
was
impressive.
Rough.
Right, exactly.
I have
John
heard that
Mayer.
About him, so, okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, he's announced a North American concert day tour. He's going to launch his world tour in March, starting in New Zealand and Australia. Who wouldn't want to be in New Zealand and Australia? Just, John, don't sit on the toilet down there. Might have a little bit of a... What was it? Was it last week we had the story about the woman who sat on the toilet and got bitten by a python?
Yep.
Was it Australia or New Zealand? One of those
New
places.
Zealand, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
He's less of a dirtbag now, right?
I think he's better at hiding
grown
it.
Grown up a little bit, yeah. Anyway, that's a nice song. He's going to kick off the 27-day North American tour in Albany on July 19th. Stops in Toronto, Nashville, Chicago, Dallas, San Diego. The Evening with John Mayer concerts featuring a couple of sets that will cover his music career so far, including that song New Lights, a song called Gravity, Love on the Weekend, Heartbreak Warfare, Daughters, Waiting on the World to Change, I like that song, and Your Body is a Wonderland. Really? That's a wonderful...
Written about, do you remember?
Was that Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, pretty close.
Oh, what? Jennifer,
first
but yeah.
Name, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, he's been around. He'll be hitting the road.
He's been with Jennifer Aniston, too, so it was a good guess.
Right, yeah.
He's had a long list, yeah.
Wasn't he with Taylor Swift for a while, too?
He was. Jessica Simpson.
That road?
Yeah. He dumped Jessica Simpson, I think, for Jennifer Aniston.
Well,
and Jennifer, Justin Simpson went all crazy. She like dyed her hair dark because he was like trying. She changed everything for him.
And then Aniston dumped him. Jessica Simpson. Yeah. She totally changed. Yeah. And then Jennifer Aniston dumped him because he was spending all her money.
What a loser.
I know. Hey.
Mayor will be hitting the road fronting Dead & Company for the fourth consecutive year, joining Grateful Dead members Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart. Tickets for the solo tour go on sale starting Friday of this week through Ticketmaster, with pre-sale tickets available today at 10 local time. For every North American concert, there'll be two pairs of front row tickets, each with a pre-show meet and greet with Mayer. That'll be auctioned off. Proceeds going to benefit the Back to Euro Fund, other associated charities the Mayer is connected to. So that's the John Mayer story. Now time to turn our attention to ZZ Top, celebrating their 50th anniversary, as we've noted a couple of times here already as the year gets started, with a Texas bash featuring Cheap Trick and Bad Company. Wow, this is a combo of bands playing a trio of shows in May at Dallas, Houston, and in Austin. Tickets go on sale also this Friday at 10 local time. It's been 5 decades. I think we're starting to get pretty good at this, says Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. We're just as excited to be back in Texas this May playing our bluesy kind of rock as when we started in 69. The Beards, Frank, accepted our perhaps a bit longer. Yeah, nothing else has changed much, and we're keeping it that way. Yep, looks just like Kara's father. They're all set, ready to go. Following on the Big Bad Blues.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest violence against U.S. law enforcement officers in Houston, Texas yesterday,
where 5 police officers shot by a suspect and hurt. The officers shot at a home in the southeast section of the city.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Of the officers shot, 2 are in critical condition. 2 others remain hospitalized. The 5th officer, it turns out, wasn't shot, but was injured in the scuffle with 2 suspects who are now both said to be killed. The Midwest already getting some of the coldest weather in decades. It's headed for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic as well. Besides being dangerous to people, it's also going to be dangerous for pets who should only go outside to briefly do their business.
So just limit it to those
short little potty breaks.
That's animal shelter worker Heather Klefstad in Fargo, North Dakota, speaking to Fox. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on today's DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself to our connection on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's there, and at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Also, good way to connect with us as to what's going on here, there, and everywhere. But the best thing is to listen to us. Victoria, we're listening to you, both of our ears. And our eyes are open now to your wit and wisdom.
Well, some trending stuff that's coming out now is all about the Super Bowl and the commercials, which is always kind of a highlight of the entire extravaganza. That is no different this year. People are still paying $5 million for a 30-second spot. And the biggest advertisers that we'll be seeing this year are the kind of the usual Pepsi, Anheuser-Busch, Audi, Burger King, Kraft, Hyundai, Kia, and Mercedes-Benz. Those are the companies that paid the top tier for the best locations or the best, you know, the best placement for those ads. Now, one of the ads that's already gone viral and it's getting a lot of buzz is Sarah Jessica Parker and Jeff Bridges each brought back their two most iconic characters that they've ever played. Of course, Sarah Jessica Parker was Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City. She reprises that role, and Jeff Bridges brings back the dude from The Big Lebowski, and they are joining up together in a Stella Artois commercial, and it raises money to combat water shortage, and for that's Matt Damon's water charity that's connected to Stella. So for every pint of Stella, they donate clean drinking water to some place around the world that needs it. So that ad is actually super cute, and both of them are famous for drinking signature cocktails. Cosmopolitan is what Carrie Bradshaw drinks, and a White Russian is what the big what the dude drinks. And in the ad, they both choose a Stella Artois over it, and it's a very cute ad. So that's already making the rounds.
Very nice.
Some other ads that we're going to be seeing, Jen's favorite, Cardi B. She's everywhere. Cardi
really
B and
love
Steve.
Her.
Yeah, I know. You guys are just, I would love to just see you guys have tea together.
Here's the lady we last were talking about was singing at the X-Rated Video Awards over the weekend.
That's the
woman, right?
Yep.
Porn Awards, yeah.
Okay. So Cardi B and Steve Carell, that's a combination. They are teaming up for a Pepsi ad. So I'm sure that'll be cute. A-Rod, the retired Yankee, he is teamed up with Mr. Peanut. And so he's going to be seen in a Planters ad. One of the ads that looks really cute is Michael Bublé, which we all said there was too much Bublé at Christmas, but now it's died down again. So Michael Bublé will be featured in a Super Bowl ad with Bubbly, and that's B-U-B-L-Y. That is a very popular seltzer
really
water
good,
right
by
now.
The way.
So
it's a LaCroix girl, but it's Bubbly's good.
So Bubbly versus Bublé, and apparently in the ad, he's very upset that someone has basically copied his last name. So that'll be cute. And then one other cute one for Jen, the Backstreet Boys. They're in a Doritos ad, which is good for them, and they are seen auditioning Chance the Rapper for a role in their band. However, Chance has too many issues getting the patented Backstreet Boy dance moves down. So that's going to be kind of a funny Doritos ad. And then Christina Applegate, we haven't seen her in a while, but she has teamed up with M&M's. So lots of celebrities, as per usual.
With M&M the rapper or M&M the candy?
M&M's the candy. And actually, Doug, there's one other ad that I thought was kind of interesting. It's a storyline. This is an ad that we will not be seeing. It is a medical marijuana ad, and CBS has rejected it from the Super Bowl. It's a very compelling ad. They have three different profiles of people. A young boy who has hundreds of seizures a day. Traditional medicine wasn't helping him until medical cannabis came along, and he's basically able to, you know, survive. A man who was addicted to opioids after several back surgeries tells his story, and a veteran who had his leg amputated also tells his story about how medical marijuana has made his life livable. However, CBS rejected the ad, saying that they don't allow any marijuana ads on the air. Now, that will change if a federal law comes into play.
Yeah.
Marijuana is legalized.
For those of you, what we're doing here, Victoria is alluding to my interest in this. This sort of comes out of the same playbook as my interest 2012, when I was, and I say this without trying to sound like an egotistical ass, but I was the first person pretty much in a national scope that called attention to the problems of brain damage from playing football and all of the things that are ancillary to that. So now I'm getting in on, I really, really want to make my cause celeb using medical marijuana and hemp to replace opioids. The opioid epidemic is not, the word disgrace isn't powerful enough by any stretch of the imagination. The fact that 70,000 people died in our country alone last year, never mind Europe, never mind Asia, but in America, because these damn things have been prescribed to a fare thee well by doctors who often are getting a commission for writing a prescription for opioids. That's how sick this whole thing is, and people getting addicted to it, wherein if you have pain and problems from operations or whatever's going on in your body and you want some relief, medical marijuana excuse me, helps. But what is most helpful and least controversial is using CBD oil. There are stories on top of stories on top of stories about people who are using this oil and are finding amazing results. I have a problem with a nerve in my left leg, and I'm now applying hemp oil to it every night, and it's calming the nerve thing right down. There are all kinds of things, though, that people are talking about. I'm talking about by the millions. CBD oil, and one of the fellows I'm working with, I'm growing hemp on my farm this year. I'm getting into this because it's a good way to help make dairy farms viable. And the thing about the hemp oil and all the things that come from it, the usable, there are all kinds of, there's three different kinds of hemp, and the oil that's being used is so positively productive. The performance of this oil, almost any test you can give it to get rid of pain, is just amazing. It's a miracle. It really is. So this is the way we need to be going, and hopefully we keep pounding away at this and people are going to pay attention to it so that it will have a really positive impact. But it's really, it's pretty disgusting how people have been using these opioids and what kind of a crisis it is, and how we now have the ability to turn it around and change what the reality is. So I think you even said that Fancy Nancy was using the CBD oil for some. Did you tell me that, Victoria?
Your
mother was using it. So somebody told me. Or was it? I've some, maybe.
My uncle has liver cancer, and so he was just because in New Jersey medical marijuana is legal, he was just prescribed pills, medical marijuana pills, and he also uses CBD oil lotion on parts of his back that are very painful. And so, but I think maybe what you're remembering is during the, now that we're in the middle of award show season, a lot of the girls on the red carpets are talking about rubbing their feet with CBD oil lotion to help numb the pain of standing in high heels. That's been like the biggest trend on Instagram awards show season so far, which is interesting. It has a lot of uses. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. We go to Torrance, California for the next conversational point right after these words here on the DJV Show.
The Super Bowl is just around the corner, and snacks will be a key player for viewers. Frito-Lay has released the first ever U.S. Snack Index to learn what football fans look forward to snacking on while watching the game. Frito-Lay Senior Vice President of Sales and Chief Commercial Officer Stephen Williams shares what they found.
We introduced the U.S. Snack Index to get a fun snapshot of what consumers prefer when it comes to snacking while watching a big game. We weren't surprised to find the top picks for Super Bowl viewers this year were chips, with 80% of Americans planning to reach for a potato or tortilla chip, with salsa coming in as the number one dip. We also saw that spicy and cheesy snacks rank highest with Gen Z and millennials. At Frito-Lay, we're always focused on giving consumers the range of snacking choices they want. And for Super Bowl, we've definitely got them covered.
For more information, go to Frito-Lay.com/snackindex.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of our DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, available in stores everywhere nationwide. Some of you may remember last year the story about the nuns who were in a Catholic school in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. They were accused of stealing $500,000 from a Catholic school. Sister Mary Margaret Kemper, Sister Lana Chang were forced into retirement at St. James Catholic School, where they both worked for about 30 years. This was a principal and an eighth grade teacher. A routine audit revealed that tuition, fees, and donations had been siphoned off for 10 years by these two. They apparently used the money for trips to Las Vegas. They admitted to the theft, placed under whatever they do to bad nuns.
Okay.
They were in jail for a while. They were tried and they were sentenced to repay the funds. The archdiocese didn't want them to go to jail, but they're among other things not only repaying the funds, but they are putting children through the school. They're paying. Well, as though they're no longer nuns, so they got jobs, and they are.
So that's a lot of bingo and bake sales, $500,000.
Well, I don't know that they. Yeah, I mean, but they just it's the optics of it. I'm just thinking about they couldn't have gone in their habits, right? They change into street clothes. Have you ever seen a nun in a casino?
They clearly had a gambling habit. Thank you.
You
know what this story makes me think of is there was that local news anchor in Los Angeles, Chris Burrows, who died right after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I remember watching him report on this story when it first broke, and he could not contain himself. He was laughing so hard because he thought someone was pranking him. He thought that the story was fake, just the way it was written.
Right.
And so I remember him saying, "This can't be right. We'll have to get confirmation. Did you fact check this?" He's like dying of laughter. And it just, I flashed back to that when you were telling the story. Because now he's gone.
All right. So here's another sort of connected story. Nearly one in two, speaking of nuns in jail, one in two Americans have had an immediate family member who has gone to jail or prison for at least one night.
I've got one.
I have two. I was in jail.
One of the seven.
Yeah, no, really? Carrie, you got anybody in your family who was in jail for at least a day, a night?
Not that anybody's told me about, but I've got two uncles who were cops, so I guess they've been in jail, but not behind the bars.
Yeah, let's hope they're not part of the, what was that show, Wired, that was done by Baltimore cops?
Huh? The Wire, yeah. But
The Wire, that was it, yeah. A lot of cops. See, that started, actually a couple of people had some good career starts as a result of that show. Anyway, I thought that was... I don't know, interesting, sort of compelling. That's what we're about here. A lot of compelling info on the DJV show, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Lots of answers. You can check out Dr. Joel Wallach and previous conversations that we've had on DJ Health by going to djhealthnews.com. Dr. Wallach here, and you are there, 888-302-3684, to call in the number for more info on a lot of these things that we're talking about. Talk to a live person at 855-310-8326. So, there's a question here, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to refer to other doctors, other people who are prominent, get a lot of media attention like you do, deservedly so. Dr. Oz, I don't know what you think about him, and that's not really the question. He's been talking a lot lately about red meat and how difficult it is for the body to deal with red meat. I wondered what you thought about red meat or poultry or fish or getting protein. Maybe if you want to expand on that theory, what's your thought?
Well, Dr. Oz is a well-respected. He's a DO, an osteopathic physician. He's not an MD. He's not a naturopathic physician. He's a DO. And, of course, he has a great media presence and everything. He does a great job of bringing information out to the public. But red meat is one of the finest sources of protein, high quality. And, of course, there was a great flush of research back in the 1970s when the heart disease rate was skyrocketing, plaque in the arteries, which had been unusual. It was just like everybody had it. It was the cardiovascular system in America was just collapsing because everybody was going the wrong direction. And it was called the Framingham Study. may remember that, the Framingham study.
I live in Framingham, and I know I've lived in Framingham all my life, and the Framingham Heart Study has been a part of the lore of our community for decades.
Right, and so what it was about 10 medical schools got together trying to find out what was it, what was driving suddenly all this heart disease and plaque in the arteries and everything that had never happened before. And one of the things they found out was the more red meat you ate, the healthier your heart was. Okay, the more red meat you eat, the healthier your arteries are. In fact, it wasn't a theory, it was a fraud, that cholesterol is bad for you, that eating red meat and animal fat and dairy products and eggs was bad for you because it had cholesterol in it. Well, that was 1,000% incorrect, Doug. In fact, the number four cause of death in America right now, is a disease that's caused by a cholesterol deficiency. It's called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. It never existed before 1942 when Procter & Gamble bought a product that had originally been a synthetic smokeless diesel engine lubricant for German submarines. Make a long story short, they converted it to a cooking shortening called Crisco, both the solid and the liquid, and nobody wanted to buy it. Everybody was into using things like lard and butter and cream and eggs for cooking shortenings. So to get people to switch from those traditional products to Crisco, they demonized cholesterol, and we began to get diseases, things like ED, erectile dysfunction, because testosterone is 95% cholesterol. Women got menopause at age 30. And then, of course, the pharmaceutical industry loved that because they're selling Viagra and Cialis to the tune of trillions. And then about the 1950s, here comes Alzheimer's disease because they came up with statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and everybody was put on statin drugs, and Alzheimer's disease became a big thing. It's actually caused by a cholesterol deficiency. 75% of the brain weight of all vertebrates is the white matter of the brain, and it's 100% cholesterol. That's one of the 900 different reasons that my thesis on 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, wrapped up in cellophane, guess what? $25,000 to $30,000.
Good God. It's very interesting, the prolific. I think one time you and I talked about this because there are people who think that you're a quack. And they love to put people, the people who disagree with what you say, like what you just said about cholesterol and stuff, say, this guy's a quack, you can't believe him. Well, how many quacks do you know who have stuff in the Smithsonian?
That's correct.
Yeah, right. I think that's my answer if somebody said to me, this guy, he's just, how many people have all this in the Smithsonian? Another book beside Let's Play Doctor that's available also at the DJV Health News website is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I think that's where I first came, because a lot of the things that you've done have been done under that handle over the years. And I think that's what appealed to me or attracted me to you in the first place many years ago. The book is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and there are a lot of things connected to that, too, at the DJV Health News website. DJVHealthNews.com, that's how you get more info on what Doc Wallach's talking about here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.